This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 16th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was a mixed Monday morning, with a steady to softer tone in the front months and gains in the more deferred new crop positions. Canola steady in the March contract at $840 per ton, May down $1.20 at $838.50, while new crop November up $2.60 at $821.60. Activity is thin and choppy as markets in the U.S. are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both lower overnight. That accounted for some spillover selling pressure in the Canadian oilseed. The Canadian dollar, meanwhile, is steady in early trade, providing little direction. Canola crush margins do remain historically wide, and that should be keeping end users showing solid demand. Both exports and the domestic crush are running ahead of the year-ago pace, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures all untraded, with markets there closed for the long weekend. Weather conditions in South America will be a factor to watch when activity resumes this evening, with the drought in Argentina cutting into soybean, corn, and wheat production there. Uncertainty over grain movement through the Black Sea also continues to overhang the grains and oilseeds. Soybeans were higher last week, moving up 9 cents on Friday in the March contract at $15.27¾ per bushel. Last week's bullish USDA stocks estimates that supported values last week should remain somewhat supportive when activity resumes this week. Corn also finished on the upside last Friday, up 4 cents in the March contract at $6.75 per bushel. Corn crops in Argentina are also being hurt by the hot and dry conditions, keeping a bid under the corn market. Wheat futures were mixed on Friday. Minneapolis steady in the March contract at $9.12 per bushel, while Kansas City and Chicago futures a bit higher on Friday. March ended last week up 8 cents in the March contract at Kansas City ended up 8 cents in the March contract at $8.43¾ per bushel. Chicago wheat up only a penny on Friday at $7.43¾. Russia's wheat crop was pegged at 104.4 million tons by the country's statistics agency today. That compares with the USDA's current estimate of only 91 million tons. Good moisture conditions in India have analysts there calling for a bumper 112 million ton crop. That would also be well above the USDA's 103 million ton forecast. Winter kill does remain a concern for the U.S. wheat crop, with limited snow cover across many key winter wheat growing areas. And that's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.